But like Kathy said earlier, we've got to make that first step. And who better to make that than the state itself?
All right, so are there other thoughts on this? I think that we're approaching 3 o'clock. I'd love to keep talking about it, but I know we said we'd end the meeting around 3. Any quick thoughts on monitoring? Does anybody want to volunteer to get together and keep hashing through this? I think I see two needs. One is to develop something solid enough to go back to NECAN with and say, we need a monitoring plan for the Gulf of Maine that includes the issues that are relevant to Maine. And then there may be a separate need to work with Mick and Representative Perry to say, what is that language that would get us there in the bond bill, but maybe not the monitoring plan that NECAN is developing? They can happen on different time frames. So who's interested in this issue?
So I would be very interested to participate to represent the legislature.
Okay. And
yeah, I'd love to be part of that as well.
And NECAN, you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, we'll carry the message to NECAN, and I personally would like to be part of this as well.
I'll be part of the monitoring discussion.
You could also tie your monitoring effort to restoring a certain fishery or shell fishery. I'm looking at a paper from Canada again, and they did a biological model to assess the regional scale effects of acidification on Atlantic salmon in Nova Scotia. That's the kind of thing that rings bells in the legislature. You're taking, well, how does acidification affect spawning habits or swimming upstream or returning the migration patterns? That's what they want to know, because this has got a commercial payoff to it, and that's what this particular study did, and it got funded fairly well.
Nick, we have a member who's really involved and interested in LA and has done some pilot studies at his own facility at his outfall. And I'd like to go back and talk to him and see if he'd be interested.
Yeah.
Aubrey, I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be.
I'd really like to get someone from your perspective participating.
Who's familiar with the issue and I've already worked with a few people. Yeah.
Is that Booth Bay by any chance?
Yes.
It might be.
Chris has done a lot of work with the kelp and done that for years now, and we've actually been possibly doing a pilot project in the Cape Neddick. So.
I think it would be worthwhile to ask Larry Mayer if he's interested, and without growing too large, and maybe Bill Mook as well.
They both wanted to be here but couldn't be. So.
But those two, I think if they're available, would likely have interest and certainly could add to the discussion.
For the state agency folks in the room, if we had specific questions for you about what we're talking about, could we come to you and ask those in a non-legislative environment?
Can I come and see you?
So that was the first part of next steps. The next question, was this meeting useful? And should we get together again as a group? If so, over what time frame? What makes sense? And who's not here? So are there groups that, you know, some of the folks on the OA Commission aren't here, Bill Mook's not here, but are there groups who are not part of this conversation yet that we should be trying to reach out to?
Can I have a sidebar question?
Yeah.
As a follow-up to the NOAA representative who was with us at the July meeting, who's going to explore staffer support, what's the status of that? Did you hear anything back? She was in Stonington at the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you hear anything back about?
Yeah. Kathleen, did anything come out of that? Because that was going to be through your office, I thought.
We talked further with her, and it looked like it wasn't going to work out all that well. I think, I can get you the details. They're not top of my mind other than it was an avenue that we could keep going.
I don't think it was clear that it was going to be through your office, but she seemed excited that Noah might be able to give us some staff support.
Well, she's highly supportive, and she's very supportive of, and she wants it. She's excited about us moving forward. In my conversations with her, she isn't in a position to provide funding right now.
And she is funding a good part of NECAN's work and providing a staffer to do some of the work for Dwight on the science committee, and so she's very involved in these efforts and wanted to make sure that we were, this group, this collection of people was working closely with NECAN to make sure that we were taking advantage of the support she was providing.
I probably should give you just a little update, although it's nothing that's happened yet, but we're looking into, based on discussions that we've had in between meetings, we're looking into funding for a student, a grad student, maybe to be coordination role with this commission or this group. But we don't know yet. But that's just one.
That would go through C-Grant? Main C-Grant? Yeah. So Libby kind of mentioned that to me. That C-Grant, if she had funding, Main C-Grant would be an avenue that she could possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're in any position right now until, you know, with their federal budget right now. But so it's a different pot of money that we're researching.
So on the should we meet again question, I saw a lot of heads nodding, didn't really discuss it, but when? When makes sense? Is this a...
Okay, well, what would be the topics?
Well, that would be the next question to talk about. Yeah.
Well, yes, the topics are right.
The monitoring science meeting needs to happen sooner than later for the purposes of defining, helping to flesh out the bill, and for helping to figure out if there's a more specific request going to NECAN for assistance, right? And the sooner that happens, the better. I mean, it's almost December, so. And Meg, you want things lined up by early or mid-January for your bond deal?
Yeah, yes, I do. So hopefully this ad hoc working group will be going to meet sometime in December.
And that might be the priority meeting to line up, dare I say?
And who is going to be in charge of lining that meeting up? I'm just wondering. If we have any volunteers, I'm happy to do it, but I don't want you guys to think that I have to do it.
You're happy to do it? Done.
I'm happy to have you do it, although if no one else will, I certainly will step.